First, after a particularly bad week for financial markets, stocks are up today. The Dow Jones shot up nearly 1,300 points by the close today. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite saw gains as well. The markets hit the skids last week amid fears of the COVID-19 virus. In fact, all three indexes fell more than 10% last week, their biggest weekly decline since October of 2008. On Fox Business Friday afternoon, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said the broader U.S. economy is still looking good.
The real-time numbers from the Atlanta Fed and the unemployment claims and so forth are holding up nicely. The January numbers are doing very well. Now, I know we're into March, but still, it looks like we will weather this, and this is not going to last forever. It is not going to last forever.
Today, though, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development said global economic growth could be cut in half if the outbreak continues to spread. Brian Jacobson is a multi-asset strategist on the multi-asset solutions team at Wells Fargo Management. He's also an associate professor at Wisconsin Lutheran College in Milwaukee. He focuses on economics, finance, and investing. Brian, good to have you back with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, I guess the key question here is how do we estimate the uncertain effect of something like this coronavirus outbreak when we don't really know what's going to happen down the road?
Well, that's very true. And I think that's really what investors have been wrestling with is how do you actually quantify the effects of this? And, there are some risks that it's easier to quantify than others. And this is, it's the novel coronavirus because coronavirus, there's a large class of viruses within there. And this is a new one. So this is kind of a new risk. People are trying to figure it out. And that's why you can see the market. It took a while to react to the news and then maybe it overreacted a little bit. People are just trying to wrestle with what sort of lasting impact might this have on the economy and the financial markets.
From what we've seen just in this last week, are we talking about things that are happening on the stock market and only on the stock market, or are we seeing the novel coronavirus having some kind of significant impact on the rest of the economy?
Well, it really is across the board. And, the market is trying to anticipate what's going to happen with the economy. I oftentimes like to look at the market to try to figure out what's going to happen with the economy. That's a better guide than looking at the economy and trying to figure out what's going to happen to the market. You try to harness the collective wisdom of the crowd as far as people placing capital at risk in the financial markets to figure out what's going to happen. And really, the economic effects so far, it is beginning to show up. Even this morning, we had the release from the Institute of Supply Management. They have their Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index. And that showed that, manufacturing activity, it stayed above 50, and 50 is that borderline between expanding and contracting. But the only reason why it did was actually for a fairly bad reason. It's because supplier delivery times have really extended, meaning that when a U.S. firm is getting supplies from, say, a Chinese supplier, if that takes longer, it's usually interpreted as meaning that, the supplier is having a tough time keeping up with rapid demand. Well, that's very different this time. It's the supplier delivery time really lengthened because they just weren't shipping the supplies because of the quarantines and the way that they shut things down over in China. And that's where it created a lot of supply chain disruption so that companies that are selling final products in the United States might not be getting some of those raw and intermediate materials that they might need in order to satisfy demand. And then that can have knock-on effects to the broader economy, not to mention the effect on confidence. People are just maybe a little fearful about traveling. People might be fearful about going into public places, and that's going to affect economic activity.
Is there something about a disease outbreak happening in China that makes it particularly significant for the economy, given, as you were saying, so much manufacturing happens there?
That is one of the key reasons why it's having such a large global effect. If it was happening because of the interconnectedness of the economies, but it's a bigger effect when it happens in China because of its role as a manufacturing hub and its place in what we call the supply chain. Back in 2003, 2004, when there was the SARS outbreak, China was a much smaller part of the global economy, now so many firms, whether it's in the United States or in Germany, they source things from China or they sell things into China. And that's why it can have such a bigger effect. China being the second largest economy in the world at this point really means that it does have a larger effect today than what it did, say, 17 years ago or so when the SARS outbreak happened.
Brian, the drops we saw in the market last week, that means, at least on paper, lots of people lost lots of money. Is there some inherent outcome of a dramatic drop like that, whatever the cause, and even if there's some recovery in the following week?
Well, I think you make a very good point there, is that people saw it at least on paper, and that can, I think, make people a little nervous, but you didn't lose money if you didn't sell. And I think that it's a question of whether or not that was an overreaction on the market's part or not. From my team's perspective, we thought that going into February, it started off with a really strong month for the equity markets, say for the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones. And then it just seemed like things fell off a cliff rather quickly. It was actually the most rapid market correction, so a 10% decline or more, that we've seen going back to the 1950s when we have very good data on these types of things. So it was a very rapid reversal, and that can scare people. But it can also create good opportunities. When everything is being sold somewhat indiscriminately, I think that's really an opportunity for investors who have their eye on the longer term and also have been looking for maybe to put some cash to work, can maybe pounce on some of those opportunities. And if they don't pounce on them, they can at least maybe dip their toe into it to start deploying some cash if they were sitting on it.
Talking to Brian Jacobson from Wisconsin Lutheran College, also with Wells Fargo Management, looking at the economic impact of the novel coronavirus outbreak around the world. We've talked in other conversations about the health and public health elements of that as well, focusing on the economy right now. Brian, I want to talk about how different groups of people listening might be affected by or react to this news. First, let's talk about people who are actually out there, they're picking stocks, they're investing. What kind of things might be going through their heads right now? What do you suggest they be thinking about?
Well, the way that we're counseling our clients is to really keep things in context of your goals that you're saving for. How far away are those goals? Remembering that markets do tend to overreact on the upside and the downside. You get a lot of volatility. So if you take that longer-term perspective, it does pay to be patient, but it also pays to be diversified. A lot of the portfolios that we manage, it's on a multi-asset team, and so it's across asset classes. That means looking at fixed income like bonds as well as stocks. And one of the key things, I think, to recognize is that as the equity market was selling off last week, you actually saw the fixed income market rally. We saw treasury yields fall quite precipitously, hitting record low levels for the yields. And that helped offset things. And that's really the power of diversification. So those would really be the two key things that I would really want to encourage people to keep in mind, is be patient and then also be diversified.
For the bigger group of people who might have some kind of retirement account, pension, 401k or whatever that's invested in stocks and bonds, similar messages for them?
Yeah, very much so. And for those people who are saving for their retirement, keep in mind the longer term nature of your investments. That if think about, if you look at a chart of the S&P 500, broad stock market indexes, to look at the tech bubble burst in 2000 or look at the global financial crisis, we've come a long way since then, right? We've recovered. So you can get these big events in the markets, but with that longer term horizon, it does tend to smooth things out, but you do have to keep that longer term horizon.
And then for people who don't have stocks, either, direct investments or in retirement accounts, they might be thinking, okay, is this something that's going to affect my life? I'm not exposed to the benefits or risks directly of the stock market.
Well, and that's the key thing is they might not be affected by it directly, but they might be indirectly, especially if it affects financial conditions. And that's what the Federal Reserve is really focused on, is making sure that the ability of businesses to get loans, to refinance loans, and to raise working capital so that allow them to pay their bills. They want to make sure that the financial conditions really stay conducive to growth. Thankfully, we have seen that financial conditions do look pretty accommodative, and so we want to keep monitoring that. But if you're also out there and you have a mortgage or if you have debt, you can maybe think about, well, yields have fallen. Maybe this is a good opportunity to refinance a loan. If you look at mortgage rates, those over the last week even have come down pretty significantly.
And finally, Brian, I won't ask you to predict the future, but what are you going to watch for the next, 3-4 days?
Yeah, over the next 3 or 4 days, kind of want to see whether or not this bounce was real. Sometimes when you get a market correction and then an eventual recovery, that recovery, it can be very tentative. That is, you can see these ups and you can see these downs. So one of the key things I think I want to watch is whether or not the big bounce that we got today wasn't just a bounce, but it was actually a move back up towards a more sustainable level. I'll be watching certain indicators as far as the VIX, the volatility index, and then also credit spread. So what's going on in the junk bond market, that look for confirming evidence that this is actually a real rebound and not just a head fake.
Brian, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Brian Jacobson is a multi-asset strategist at Wells Fargo Management, also an associate professor at Wisconsin Lutheran College in Milwaukee. We talked to him about economic threats posed by the COVID-19 virus.